My rights. A consumer that gets a consumer loan has a series of rights guaranteed by law. It's important to know what these are to make the best choice and one that is most suited to your needs. When choosing your loan,
you receive all the information you need to compare various offers free of charge from the lender or the credit intermediary. You can get a free copy of this guide and keep it with you. You can get an SCCCI form free of charge and keep it with you. If you open a current account credit facility, the SCCCI information can also be found in the documents on transparency relating to the current account. The lender or the credit broker will explain everything to you free of charge. You can get a complete copy of the contract free of charge and keep it with you, also before the contract is concluded, with no commitment on either side. You can also access the SCCCI form and a complete copy of the contract on the lender's website in cases where a contract can be concluded online. You need to know what the APR is and what the total amount owed is. The lender has to inform you immediately and free of charge if your loan application is refused based on the consultation of a database, and must specify which database was used and the information that was provided. Ask the database indicated by the lender for a copy of the result of the consultation. You have to be informed about the possibility and consequences of early repayment of your loan. You have to be informed about how to withdraw from a contract and what the deadlines are for withdrawal.
When signing the contract,
don't accept contractual conditions that are less favorable than those shown on the SCCCI form or in any other loan documentation. Choose how you want to receive communications, either in digital or paper format. Online communications required by law are always free of charge. Get a copy of the contract signed by the lender and keep it safe.
During the contractual relationship,
you should receive regular communications about this relationship at least once a year. Dispute individual transactions within the deadline stipulated by law, i.e. 60 days from the date of receiving the communication. The client must receive a clear communication on their contractual relationship at least once a year, and in any case when the contract terminates. Communications must be made on a regular basis for open-ended agreements. The communication has to be on paper or in any other durable medium, such as a file or an email, and it has to include all the information on transactions and costs, even if it's in the form of a summary. For the opening of a current account credit facility, this information can be put into the periodic statement of accounts. For short-term contracts, you can receive an amortization schedule with the loan repayment plan upon request and free of charge. You should receive written communication of the first report of negative information to a database. Ask the lender to correct or cancel any wrong or imprecise data reported to a database. You should receive written communication of any transfer of the loan or the contract to another party, except where the original lender continues to manage the loan, and make sure your rights are respected by the new lender too. You should receive any proposals for any changes to contractual conditions from the lender in writing, with at least 2 months' notice. You can refuse the proposal for changes without paying anything and withdraw from the contract. You can withdraw from the contract without providing any reasons within 14 days of its conclusion, and at any time if the contract is an open-ended one. If the supplier of the goods or services does not fulfill their obligations despite receiving formal requests, you can ask for the contract to be terminated and get back any money you've already paid. You can make early repayments at any time, including partial ones, of the amount owed, and get the loan costs reduced.